you know, maybe the government was trying to get engineers to say the building was unsafe when, in fact, the engineers thought that it could be repaired. So she joins us now. Good morning, Ms. Lamb.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for coming on. So it looks like what happened here was that there were some people hired, experts, to take a look at the roof, which was the biggest sort of safety-related issue that was put on the table, and that they kind of said, no, you know, if you fixed one particularly deteriorating tile at a time and you, you know, kept up the maintenance and did this and did that, it, this thing could last for a number of even decades. And that sort of, I think, is what your Freedom of Information found when you looked at various drafts and emails and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right. I looked up some draft. I got some draft reports in, and you know, when the government, as you are aware, when the province closed the Ontario Science Centre, they were very keen to justify it as a public safety issue, saying that the roof was unsafe and pointing to this engineer's report. But you know, when I look at these draft reports, they don't seem to be saying that at all. They seem to be saying, yeah, fix up the roof, and you know, and then and it's going to be good to go for decades to come. And you know, then it's like as you look through the drafts, you can kind of and you piece it together with some of the correspondence that the Global News uncovered through Freedom of Information that was happening between kind of the top brass at Infrastructure Ontario. You know, it's clear that they were in close contact with the engineers right up until the closure was announced. And it seemed really clear that they seemed to be pressuring the engineers to put language in their report that wasn't there originally to, you know, get the word closure into the report somehow.
And I learned from all this because you had a chance, because of all these documents and measuring that against what actually happened, to determine that a half a dozen of the panels that were identified by the very same expert engineers as being in critical condition, in other words, the ones that really had to be repaired for safety and other reasons, were actually in the process of being replaced while this engineering report was completed.
Yeah, absolutely. The critical panels, there was half a dozen of them, and they're being replaced. So, you know, the kind of, you know, roof repairs that they were talking about were ones that had actually been quite routine, and they, you know, they were a known issue. They'd been looked at over the decades, and panels had been swapped out. Some of them were happening that very, you know, summer when the, or the spring, rather, when the closure was taking place. And, you know, and so from the engineer's vantage point, what was the big deal? Just continue doing, you know, the kind of maintenance that they've been doing all along. And then, you know, these bigger numbers about the repair were about, you know, assuming that the building was going to stay in place, and, you know, assuming whether it's a science center or something else, that you'd want to take care of it. It's a huge, you know, building, a major asset. And, you know, how would you repair them over the next 20 years? So, you know, there's one draft of the report. The, you know, the original ones don't say anything about closure. In another draft, they seem to be have been asked by Infrastructure Ontario, well, you know, how can we ensure the complete safety of the building? And the engineers kind of added in a sentence saying, well, just follow the program that we set out over the next 20 years and no problem.
One thing that must have interested you, given your obviously your expertise and interest in the architecture profession, is I was heartened by the fact that, you know, because I think, look, politicians and public servants and business people, for that matter, will often try to influence what's in reports coming from experts because it suits their own agenda to take to their board or their council or whoever. But I was impressed at the fact that in this case, the professionals involved, it was engineers, but I'm sure the same is true of architects. You don't want people messing around with reports that deal with architecture and engineering that in turn deal with issues of safety. And I was happy at the fact that the pressure seemed to have been applied but wasn't successful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the final report, there's pretty, it seems like a pretty lukewarm endorsement, you know, at best, of the kind of closure. And it seems like the engineers were trying to, you know, walk a line because they're trying to satisfy their client, the government that was paying them to do this report. But at the same time, their professional opinion didn't seem to support that. So, you know, they're trying to find language that was like, okay, like, if you really don't want to invest a set more into this building, then I guess you can consider, and they say, you know, closure to ensure that people don't walk under the panels. And if you look at the panels in question, they're less than 2.5% of the roof. So it's a small, small, small number of panels, and none of them are in exhibition areas. So, you know, so they're basically saying, like, if you read it really quickly, and I guess, you know, or you read it with a lens of wanting to put out a certain messaging, like the government clearly did, then I guess you could say, like, okay, like, this sort of supports closure, but if you just spend a few more minutes with it, it's clear that, you know, you could close just those areas under those panels, which aren't in exhibition areas, and you'd be good to go.
Well, there we are. Elsa Lamb is the editor of Canadian Architect and did the work to sort of find all this out. And as I say, I'm heartened by the fact that the professionals in the end, you know, gave their opinion. It was what it was. But appreciate you doing the work and sharing some of your thoughts with us.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Thanks a lot. John.